Yeah, it's all over. You're quite right. And well, a 10-point winning margin in the end for the Lily Whites, 222 to 212. And well, I suppose all of the Kildare damage was done in the second half. Remember, they led by just 2 points at half time. 112 to 215. Shane McGuigan and Enda Lane had scored that first, the first half goals for Derry, who well, hung in there in the in the opening 35 minutes. Darragh Flynn had scored the Kildare goal, and Fergal Conway kicked 9 of their points. And all Kildare had 9 different scores in the first half to Derry 6, and I suppose that was the big difference between the sides. It seemed to have a different kind of scores, and obviously as well Derry struggled big time at the back. Any day you score 212 is probably a reasonably good scoreline, but they concede 222, and quite a lot of those were quite easy chances, none more so than the opening goal from Darragh Flynn. Certainly Derry had just come back into the game, scored their own goal, and in actual fact had gone ahead, but then Flynn just seemed to walk through. There was a man leaving a hand on him, for he must have sold it a good 20 metres before planting the ball past David post Ben McKinless in the Derry goals. And that Kildare really got their noses in front at that stage, and really they never looked back. Derry did reduce it with Sean D. McGoldrick, their secondary goal, and there was just 2 points between the sides at half time. And really, Kildare came out in the second half, and I suppose Darragh Flynn's second goal really set them on the road to victory. It was the final nail in the Derry coffin. Derry did reduce the margin through the good efforts of Ben Emmett Bradley with frees, and a couple of good scores from Sean Liam McGoldrick as well. But it really they came all unstuck in the closing minutes as Mark Lynch got a straight red card. Not quite sure what it was for, something that happened off the ball. While David Hyland, the fullback for Kildare, he picked up a black card as well. Pretty physical game here, pretty cynical at times. And well, referee Dave Coldrick from Meath didn't enhance himself to the Derry followers, who felt that he certainly they had to work a lot harder for the frees. But in the end, it's Kildare have prevailed. They are the better side. They looked the better balanced side. They got their defence right, and certainly Derry were pretty porous at the back, and they paid the price in the end. So final score here in Owen Beg, it's Kildare 2 goals and 22 points, Derry 2 goals and 12.